Long story short, used to do construction, and one day giving away $100 free ad credit just to try out these types of ads. I did a little bit of research, took that $100, and we ended up being his number one affiliate. I spent $716 in like a couple weeks and brought in $64,000 in affiliate commissions and a ton of email leads.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. Our first official guest interview of 2020. I'm super excited because you may have noticed for the last at least month and a half, I took a little bit of a break from guest interviews. It was the holiday time, you know, and I was just being lazy. That's the honest truth. I'm just going to be upfront. But I'm excited to be back into it. As a matter of fact, we've got some other great guests lined up for the following weeks coming up. Now, I want to remind everybody. So first of all, what is the topic today? The topic today is building your first email list using YouTube ads, okay? So building your first email list using YouTube ads. And I want to drop a URL early on today because the day this particular podcast is releasing, that very day, so tonight, now it depends if you're listening to it on Monday, the day it drops, tonight is going to be a live webinar I'm doing with this very guest host because we're hosting something at Learn right now called Pennies Per Lead Summit. Okay, so we're covering YouTube ads and we're also covering something called FB, Facebook lead ads. Okay, so but tonight is going to be all about YouTube ads and it's with our guest. So it's completely free to sign up for the workshop. It's called learnworkshop.com/PPL. learnworkshop.com/PPL. That stands for pennies per lead, PPL. Okay, so learnworkshop.com/PPL. So why? What is different about our interviews here? And then I'm gonna introduce our guest. I think one of the things I really want you to take away is that when I do an interview with someone, I only interview guest experts who I want to talk to. I'm very selfish about The Fighting Entrepreneur. It's why we've now made it over a year, I don't know, 150 episodes. It's because I interview people so that I can learn from them. And I can tell you right now, probably 60 to 70% of the guests that have come and taught on this podcast, my team has implemented what we learned from them. And so today, we're going to talk about YouTube ads. And the reason I got our guest today is because if you follow me at all, and some of you have made a mention of this, and I'm not going to apologize for it, you know I'm playing with YouTube a lot lately, like a lot. And I got to tell you, there's a reason. My ROI and what I'm seeing from it is superbly awesome. Now, we've been playing with it in the sense of, you know, we've had to tweak a few things here, but I've gotten a model down lately that seems to just be killing it for us. And so I'm getting more and more tickled by YouTube ads. I still love Facebook. Nothing wrong with Facebook. Just because I say I love YouTube doesn't mean I don't love Facebook. But YouTube is still a little bit of an unknown for me. I know Facebook a lot better than I know YouTube. So I'm really excited about our guest today. His name is Justin Sardi, and he's been in YouTube ads since they began. As a matter of fact, he understands the organic side of YouTube. He understands the paid side. But I just got started with YouTube like a year and a half ago. He's been in it for 7, maybe 8 years. He's also the world-recognized expert of YouTube because he's created the leading industry's leading targeting and research software for YouTube called TubeSift that almost every advertiser on YouTube is using. So I'll give you a funny side story of how I came to know about Justin. I was looking for an expert to host tonight when we do our Pennies Per Lead Summit on YouTube. And I wanted someone specifically who could talk the language for beginners. Right? Because my goal is to help you get your first 10,000 email list. That, for me, continues to be the number that I have found brings people financial independence. 10,000, okay? That's why I have a book called First 10,000. Like, I'm really trying to push this message in 2020. So there are YouTube ad experts out there that are like, they talk here. I mean, even maybe I don't understand a lot of what they say. But I was looking for someone who could make YouTube, simplify it down to someone who's just beginning. And so I put the message out to my network, and Justin's name came up more than a few times. Like, it came up again and again. And I was pretty surprised. I'm like, how do I not know this name? You know, I've been in this industry for a long time. Turns out that's just me being super stupid, forgetful. I know the name. I know it all too well because I know the software solution that he founded and created, TubeSift. So I started to watch his training and go through his training. And within the first 30 seconds, I was like, smack my forehead in the, you know, type of moment. He has spoken on some of the world's biggest stages. He's consulted some of the biggest companies. He literally is the person teaching YouTube. I watched the training that we're going to do tonight, if you go to learnworkshop.com/PPL. And I just loved, I've never seen someone simplify YouTube and give a like a beginner's action guide, but also then teach how to take that beginner's material and scale it. I've never seen anyone do it like Justin does. So I'm really excited to have Justin on here today on the podcast, have him on the workshop, and we're going to be doing a lot more work with him in the near future with Learn. So Mr. Justin, thank you so much for being here, man. I really appreciate you being on today.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me. Exciting. I've been following you for a while, so I'm like, sweet.
Awesome. It's nice when things come together. But Justin, we do have a tradition here at the Fighting Entrepreneur, so I'll need you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Justin Sardi.
I, Justin Sardi.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my YouTube secrets.
And reveal all my YouTube secrets.
All right, we have it on the record now. You officially cannot hold anything back. Justin, you know, it's crazy to think. So this pains me to think about the fact that you've been doing YouTube ads for 7 to 8 years. I just started doing them a year and a half ago. I would say that a year and a half ago, I personally really started getting into them around February, March of last year. So coming up to a year. And it's fun. Like, they're actually fun. I find them funner than Facebook. And I think the interface is easier to use. You could scale them quicker. The review periods are less. But all of that set aside, in the last few months is when I really feel like I'm starting to dial it in. Like, I'm really starting to understand how to get it, how to perform with it. And now I'm starting to really think about all the money I've lost over the last 7, 8 years that I wasn't doing it. And so I have a question, because I've been doing Facebook ads for a long time, and a lot of marketers I know are doing Facebook, but they're not doing YouTube. And I'm talking about some big, big marketers who should know internet marketing very well. What the heck got you into YouTube ads? Like, why were you one of the pioneers? What made you think this was going to be the next thing?
Yeah, so long story short, used to do construction and was doing like hotel renovations. And one day, a buddy of mine was like, hey, check out this internet marketing thing. I was like, wow, that's really cool. And the easiest thing for me to do at that time, what I thought at least, was ranking videos. So I was doing some like affiliate marketing, ranking YouTube videos and making affiliate commissions. I was like, this is great. Not super scalable, just due to the fact that you can only rank for like one keyword, right? And YouTube ads has changed a lot since this time, but essentially they used to have, they were called in-display ads. Now they're called video discovery ads. So I was doing some keyword research. I kept noticing these little ads at the top of YouTube. And I was like, how are these people with, you know, a couple hundred views, a couple thousand views, getting this ad up here above all of these other videos that have like millions of views? They're basically shortcutting the line, right? And I was like, that's really cool. So I did a little bit of research. I was just getting started. So I was pretty broke at the time because I had just quit my job. It was like, trying to make this work, right? And I found that, it was a Google ad. It used to be called AdWords back then, but it was Google ad, and they were giving away $100 free ad credit just to try out these types of ads. And that right there is kind of how I fell into it. I was like, I'm taking that $300 and I'm gonna make this work, because I had already had the system for ranking dialed in, where I knew, you know, if you can put a video in front of somebody at the exact moment they're searching for what you have to offer, odds are they're going to buy your product, right? Or buy whatever you have to offer. So I did a little bit of research, took that $100, and actually started promoting a product called the Amazing Selling Machine. And I was promoting under Jason Flatlin, and we ended up being his number one affiliate. I spent $716 in like a couple weeks and brought in $64,000 in affiliate commissions and a ton of email leads.
Wow. So that was how long ago? Five?
Man, that was like 2013, maybe, I think.
Oh, that I remember, because that launch was huge and I know we were a part of it. So A question for you. This $100 ad credit, this is kind of cool. Like, it's free money. Is it still offered? Is it still possible?
For sure.
Okay, so people who are starting with YouTube right now, I mean, because a lot of times this is a big hurdle, and I teach this with paid ads to students or investment ads. I always say, you know, you gotta sometimes burn a little bit, because these networks are so driven by pixel data that the first money you spend may not be the most optimized. So that's awesome. So everyone take note of that. And if you want to know more about how to get that $100 ad credit tonight, you got to join us live on our summit. And if you're watching this past the summit date, still go to learnworkshop.com/PPL, and we'll have replay files and things up for you to watch there. Really cool story. So basically, you were dabbling, playing, and you ended up falling into this, and some killer results with $700 in ad spend.
Yeah, it was insane. Life-changing.
What's that? Yeah, seriously, right? I want to talk more about the success you've had since then, but that'll be round number one. The question I would ask is, at a very high level, without getting into the specific details, or we could get into details, whatever. We can do whatever we want. $700+ you spent back then. How many leads do you remember how many leads that brought in for you?
I mean, back then, so a lot of what we were doing right then was pushing directly to a sales page, right? And we also had a webinar replay that was behind like an opt-in. So it was basically just a webinar replay behind an opt-in. We brought in a few thousand leads during that time period. A lot of what we were doing was pushing, like I was just getting started. I wasn't really, I could have got a lot more leads if I had done it. Knowing what I know now, I could have built a huge list in the e-com space during that time.
So the question, the real question I'm trying to get to is, you were there, you know, 2012, 2013, you've been there for a while. Now we're in 2020. It's been 7 years. Let's just say the cat's out of the bag. The secret's out. People know YouTube is good. Do you find that what happened or what has happened with Facebook has happened with YouTube? Like, Facebook ad costs have gone through the roof. They went from 2 million advertisers to 7 million in the last 3 or 4 years. Competition's through the roof. They're starting to use that as a way to increase costs, slap the crap out of their advertisers, kick people out. It's the wild, wild west right now. And I want to be on the record for saying I haven't experienced any of this. This is what I hear. I have a superb relationship with Facebook, and we've been doing amazing things, but I'm just, you know, I also watch my news feed. Are you seeing stuff like that at Google? Are costs through the roof? Are they starting to spank people? Is it too?
They're not, actually. Like, I've noticed that, I mean, they've gone up slightly, but I mean, back then it was like a penny a view. Now it's maybe like 2 or 3 cents a view. And it obviously depends on niche and competition, but the cool thing about YouTube is that it has an ever expanding ad inventory, right? So the reason Facebook ad costs are going up is because they have a set amount of ad inventory. It's your newsfeed, basically. Or, you know, they have a few other things as well, but YouTube has, I forget how many hours, I have the exact stat, but it's like, however many hours of YouTube video are uploaded. I think it's like 300 hours every single minute are uploaded to YouTube. So it's an ever expanding ad inventory, which is awesome. So every new video is a new place for you to put your ad.
That, you know what? I've never thought about it that way. That's brilliant. Yeah, because if you look at Facebook, they went from 2 billion users to 7 billion. I'm sorry. They have 2 million active advertisers to 7 million. But when you look at their user base, they went from like 1.6 billion to 2.2 or whatever. Yeah, I don't even know the latest numbers. But the bottom line is, maybe the user base grew by 30%, but the advertisers grew by 300%. And how many times a day can you check your news feed? I mean, you're going to check, what, 2 or 3 times? That's ad inventory. It's kind of set. You're right. Never thought about it. Whereas with YouTube, you have more users coming on. More users mean there's even more videos being added on. You know, I can tell you right now, like, YouTube reports this, the number one country that uses YouTube the most is India. And that's because over the last few years, internet has become commoditized there. It's become cheap. It's become readily available, even in the villages. And that trend is continuing down to other countries as well. So I've never actually had anyone explain to me why it is that YouTube seems to, because I'm not experiencing massive ad hikes there. I'm actually seeing that we can get really leads.
And like, another really cool thing is it's a different kind of traffic, right? So on YouTube, it's the number 2 search engine behind Google, like on the entire internet. And people go to YouTube to do things like product comparisons. How do I fix this? How do I solve this problem? They go to learn things, right? It's intent traffic. So it's not like you're scrolling through your newsfeed and you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, I am interested in this, but maybe not right now. I'll come back to this or something along those lines. It's you're catching people at the exact moment they want what you have to offer. And I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
That's very true. That's awesome. All right. Well, I have a feeling we could go down this rabbit hole a lot, and we are, but I want to do it in my, you know, my patented rounds. So let's move right into round number one. Okay, so round number one, Justin, talk to me about your success since the ASM. So let's set the stage. You do this ASM deal, and you're like, whoa, I just made a crap load of money on a very little ad spend. You call it yourself life-changing. What have you done since then? Let's get to 2013 all the way now to 2020.
Yeah, so right after that, I started taking on clients, right? I used to be in the product launch space, so I made a couple low ticket offers and was, you know, teaching some people YouTube ads. Back then, it was very difficult to convince people to run ads on YouTube. I don't know why. They were like, ah. So, you know, I was selling like $17 products, teaching people how to, you know, for lead gen, building an email list. And throughout doing that, I kind of was doing some coaching, helping people, and I got to learn a lot more by, you know, taking on clients and doing consulting and, you know, kind of learn with other people's money, which was really cool. And one thing that kept coming up was the number one way to reach your audience was placement targeting. And originally what you had to do was go to YouTube, you'd do a search and you'd see all these videos, right? And this is right when they rolled out in-stream ads. So which are the ones that show up before the video you want to watch. So you would have to manually go to YouTube and copy and paste all these video URLs, hoping that some of them would let ads be in front of them. So it was like hours of time. I hired like VAs to go build these lists for me. And ultimately what happened, and that was like amazing. You know, I was promoting different affiliate products, you know, ClickBank products, building lists, all that good stuff. Helping clients do the same. But the one thing that kept coming up was the issue of the time that it was taking. And I was like, this sucks. I don't like doing this. So that's kind of where TubeSift came from. So I took some of that money that I had originally had that I'd made and invested it into building a piece of software that would help me run ads, right? More effectively. And so that's kind of how TubeSift came about. But really like different types of successes. I mean, I've promoted automated webinars. I've built, you know, massive email lists for, you know, like in niches like the beauty niche where it's extremely expensive and competitive. We're getting email leads for like 35 to 38 cents an opt-in. Wow. Still. And it's absolutely insane. And then just kind of worked on building follow-up series.
What kind of scale are you able to do that on? Like how many leads a day can you get in these niches and these categories out there?
I mean, so some niches we're getting thousands of leads a day. Some it's a few hundred. It just kind of depends on, and I like to buy leads at a profit as well. Like right up front, I like to at least break even.
And that's awesome, right? Cause that's what we want to talk to you about today is the biggest goal of this interview really is I want to teach our students who are trying to build an email list. We have so many of them and we have all the software and all this amazing things that we've helped our students to get their opt-in pages up. And to, you know, get to the place where they can start monetizing. But then innately students come back and say, well, how do I get traffic? And I am actually finding that YouTube could be simpler, could be easier. You're right, though. In people's minds, it's not. Like right off the bat, they're like, oh, my God, YouTube ads, like video, oh, God. Which is why I loved when I was watching your training, you know, you talk about how you don't have to get on camera, use this ad script, you call them slideshow ads. We're going to talk about all of those things. And I want to remind everyone listening, again, our goal here is for you to take the knowledge we share with you and walk away so that you can build your first email list. Justin, does it work in every space? I mean, I'm using this in the entrepreneurship space, personal development space. You just mentioned beauty. So give me a little bit of a breadth of like what all the different niches out there that YouTube can work in.
I mean, if you think of all the content that's on YouTube, right? It literally works in any of those niches. So that's pretty much anything you can think of. There's some weird stuff on YouTube too, like some really abstract niches, just like anything that has a video out there, you can reach that audience.
I'm intrigued. Give me an example of like a crazy, abstract, funky niche.
I mean, like, have you heard of that, what's it called? Like ASMR thing where people just, they just watch videos about weird sounds and it like gives them weird tingly feelings. I have no idea. I was...
All right. Well, there you go. If you've been looking for a niche to get into, Justin just revealed, was it ASMR?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
ASMR, ASMR, watch.
Or a something response or whatever.
Watch videos of weird sounds to get tingly feelings. That sounds like a headline. I feel like I can see that as a headline of a page. I like it. All right. Awesome. Justin, would you agree with this? So a lot of people that are listening right now, they're not going to want to go into the internet marketing niche or the entrepreneurship niche or the personal development niche, although those tend to be the most popular, especially personal development. I feel like everybody wants to be in the personal development space. But I have found with testing that it's actually cheaper and in many ways easier to get leads and to build an email list in these other niches out there. And have you found that to be the case, like to not go after the biggest ones, but you can actually build really profitable lists really quickly in other niches?
100%. But you got to, and I think maybe this is the reason, because I've talked with people about this before, like why are leads in the marketing space so much more? It's because you're targeting marketers. They've been exposed to this stuff. They know what's up, right? You take these marketing tactics and move them into another niche that, you know, hasn't just been bombarded with offers, isn't on a million different email lists. Like I was talking to my friend the other day and he had just found out about affiliate marketing. He was talking about how Tim Ferriss, right? He's like, you know, all of these things, they're all affiliate links and he gets paid for this. He gets commission. I was like, duh. But he had no idea. And he's a business owner. He runs a very successful clothing brand. I was like, how did you not know that? People just haven't been exposed to it. So it's a lot easier to build lists in different industries besides marketing, especially if you're doing webinars. A lot of people don't even know what a webinar is.
That's so true. So a lot of people don't know this about me, but my one hobby that I used to do a lot and I haven't had time to do, but I like repicked it up late recently, is scale modeling. So it's, you know, you take those plastic kits and you put the pieces together, you paint them and everything. And I used to do it a lot as a kid. And I find for me, it's a great little stress reliever, because during that time you are so stressed about like making sure your paint doesn't go in the wrong direction that you're not worrying about the rest of the issues of life. So I went out over the holidays. I was just goofing off on YouTube. There's so many videos about scale modeling on YouTube. There's so many videos of people that are literally just showing you how they made their model. And the reason I found this was because the model I was making, I was struggling with a couple areas. So I went on YouTube and I typed in the model's name, and sure enough. And then I start looking, I'm like, oh my God, there's an infinite supply of videos of people that are just showing them making these models. And then I went out on a journey to find someone doing an ad to these people. Like I was like, I'm going to find someone running an ad to scale modelers, selling them, or like a newsletter or whatever, something. Couldn't find a single, like I created a whole account, I liked all the, subscribed to all the similar pages, got myself into the targeting, nothing. I haven't seen anything about it. And I started thinking to myself, man, if I took what I know now and I wanted to get into that niche, I feel like I could just walk in and clean up overnight. But anyways, that's a separate topic. I'm not allowing myself to launch any new businesses right now. I'm on like an idea bar. Let's get right into it. So I want to move right into round two, and I want to talk about how ads work, and you know, I want to have you actually throw out a little bit of a plan for someone listening to get their first email list. So, round two, how ads work. So, Justin, ads work for list building. I know that. It's a pretty straightforward, simple thought, right? You say you have a free gift, free book, or whatever, and you say, "Hey, do you want this for free? Click above or below and go to the next page," and then you have an opt-in page. And so that just works. It's worked for decades. It'll keep working for decades more. And I get all of that. And innately, it makes sense. And we still want to go over the plan with you. But I found something really interesting in watching the training that you did. And that was that you sold e-com products, like physical products through ads. You're the first person that I've ever seen I mean, I'm talking about, I've listened to some of the most senior people in the e-com training space, and I don't want to mention names, but even they use YouTube ads mostly for retargeting. They don't use YouTube ads as a source to grab a new sales. But you have your training, you were showing selling pens, you know, I remember now, but it was like a bunch of really low cost products. How? Like, so YouTube ads work for this stuff too? Because I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, definitely. And you got to think of how buyers work on YouTube. And I do this myself. Like when I was shopping for a new car, for example, right? I ended up going with like an Audi SQ5, but I was watching all these different videos of, you know, these different performance SUVs against each other, walkthroughs, all that stuff. I was in the buying mode. I didn't want to go. I live up in the mountains. We don't have very many car dealerships up here. It's like an hour plus away. I was like, I want to know exactly what I want before I go there. And that's just one example. I do this with cameras, you know, lenses, audio equipment, you name it. Like I go to YouTube to do my product research, and a lot of people do as well, right? So they're actually in the buying mood. And if you can kind of capture that, or, you know, capture their attention right then, you have a very high chance of having them buy what you have, right? So for instance, and we'll talk about this more on the training, one of the things that I was selling was a makeup brush, right? And we ended up building a massive list through the use of these ads while selling these products. So I like to combine the two, like list building and direct sales, where if you can offer some kind of giveaway or even like an email list, like I primed one of these or basically set up a website. And it was like all kinds of beauty deals, right? And it was just, you know, free plus shipping offers, affiliate offers too, that I didn't even really have to do much for, just as my lead gen. And then I used the follow-up series to sell all kinds of products, CPA offers, you name it, in the beauty niche. So same thing you were saying, like, hey, if you wanna, you know, we have this awesome email list and we're sending out daily beauty deals ranging from free brushes to discount makeup to whatever it is. And you put those in front of like makeup tutorial videos, people who are actively, you know, searching for like best drugstore makeup brushes or whatever it may be, you're reaching your ideal audience with very little work. You have a few pictures of some random products and a voiceover, you're good to go.
Okay, so there was a lot there, and I want to dive deep into it. So let's start dissecting that, because you're going to make me break my rule of no new businesses in 2020. All right, makeup brush. Let's stay to that. First of all, I had no idea that there's a lot of CPA deals in makeup or in beauty. So we'll leave that for a second, because I know I can bet people are listening right now thinking, what the heck's a CPA deal? We'll get to that. Walk me through what how do you do this? What's a funnel look like? So e-com plus email list. What I want everyone thinking about right now, and this is the part I really want you to realize, why is this still relevant to list building? You don't need to have an e-com store to use e-com products as your list building tool, because he mentioned something called CPA offer. So we will talk about that. You can literally use that as a bait to draw people in to join your email list and then let someone else deal with the e-com part of it and you just collect your money. So walk me through your funnel. So we'll get to the ad in a minute. So let's just, we're going to talk about the ad in the next round. What does the ad look like? How does it work? So they've gone ahead and clicked the link. What do they land on? Do they land on a traditional looking opt-in page? Well, give me a little bit of an idea of the vision.
Pretty much with an image of some kind of product. So I go out and I find, you know, there's different companies that want help selling products, right? And they will give you a cut of the sale to help them. And I've ran e-com stores. Fulfillment is not my thing. It's not the most fun, like customer support, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to deal with it. However, I knew that there were a lot of these different offers that were willing to pay, and I could build these giant lists and do all kinds of cool stuff with them. So you find those offers, you set up a squeeze page saying, put your email here and I'm going to send you your special redemption link for whatever the product is. Right? Or I'm going to tell you where to get this special thing for a low price or for free or whatever it is. You just pay shipping. So I found a free plus shipping offer, set up my own squeeze page, and ran traffic to that. So somebody clicks the ad, they land on, it's basically a regular squeeze page. And I'll actually show it on the training call we're going to be doing. I'll show you the exact landing page, exactly what it looks like. But essentially it just says, you know, put your email in and tell me where to send your redemption link for these free makeup brushes. Somebody puts their email in, they're then taken to a thank you page. They're now on my email list. And the thank you page has a link. It's saying, hey, we're going to send you that link to your friend, or what, sorry, to your email. We'll send you that link in your email. But if you want it now, here's the link. By the way, share this with a friend if you think they'd enjoy it. And that share link goes to the next email opt-in. It's like, don't share your link because it's a special referral link. You know, it's a special link. It's going to work for you. And so people are sharing that squeeze page, right? So we're getting extra exposure that way as well. And then we have them on email list and we have a series of follow-up emails. If they, you know, being like, hey, supplies are limited, get yours. Don't forget, you know, don't forget to share it. By the way, keep your eyes on this email list. We're going to be sending you more deals tomorrow, the next day, things like that.
Wow. Okay.
It's like a two-page funnel. It's an opt-in page and a thank you page.
This is so cool. So, my brain is zipping. So let's, I feel like if I wanted to get into, so let me summarize first. Everyone who's listening, if you want to build an email list and you want to monetize, we're going to talk a little bit about the CPA side because that seems to be like a very big part of the strategy. So you got to find offers, right? And you want to find offers where you can use the free angle. Because how cool is that? This is where I've had an epiphany right now listening to you, Justin, is if you're going to use a ClickBank offer, There's a couple of downsides to doing that as an affiliate if you want a fast start. One is you're going to have to create your own free offer or something to get them to opt in. And then the second thing is you're going to need them to buy a product, $40, $50, $70, $80, $100, which it has its own challenges. And, you know, the numbers work out the way they do, but they still work out awesome. That's what I've always taught. However, here it's like two birds killed one stone. You find a killer CPA offer that is free plus shipping and handling. Now you already got your free offer. You can hold it in your hand. It's something physical. We already know from the e-com world that physical products convert better or different in its own way because it's tangible and something people want to hold. You got your free offer for the purpose of your ad. You got your free offer for the purpose of your opt-in page. You got a picture of this thing. And then on the other side, the fulfillment is go claim it. And it is free. It's just they have to pay shipping and handling and you get paid your CPA. Hands off, no fulfillment, no nothing, and it's instant monetization. So you are going to get paid very quickly on those ads. And like Justin said, hopefully you are profitable from the first get-go. So I love all of that. And then obviously try to see if you can invoke a little bit of referral marketing on the thank you page so that you get a little bit more bang for your buck on the advertising side. So I feel like a big part of this is figuring out that CPA offer. So if tomorrow I woke up, Justin, and I said, Justin, I called you one-on-one, and I said, Justin, I want to start a niche business. I love what you said. I want a free plus shipping offer I could follow. What are some networks or places you'd send me to? What are a couple of good places where I could see a lot of niched offers like that?
Dude, believe it or not, ClickBank has that makeup brush was a ClickBank offer.
Really? So ClickBank has CPA offers?
Well, they're not CPA. But they're free plus shipping offers, yeah. They so have quite a few in the beauty niche. They have them in the survival niche. They have them, and survival's huge. We're actually launching a whole survival funnel right now. I just finished the video script. My guy's working on the landing page today. And yeah.
So you're really making your money on the continuity? I don't get it. How do you get paid up front if it's free plus shipping handling on ClickBank, the way I know ClickBank to work?
They are, it's a loss leader for them, right? They have a whole funnel put in place.
Okay.
And they do have continuity and you get paid commission on that as well. But if you just go to ClickBank and you go to their affiliate marketplace and type in free, you'll find 20 or so offers that are free plus shipping or free offers up front. And let's say you're paying $5.95 shipping and handling. They're paying you like 75% of that. So I'm making, you know, call it $3 per sale.
Yeah.
And I'm only paying a couple bucks per sale because I'm getting like 30 cent leads and X number of them convert.
That was going to be my next. And then plus you're making money on the upsells and downsells. Plus you make money on the continuity that's attached to it.
Right. And then we have the email list in that niche. And I just go to different networks like Commission Junction, or I go to Google a lot of times and I just type in like for the beauty one, I couldn't find a lot of affiliate networks. So I typed in beauty affiliate programs, right? There's like maxbounty.com. There's tons of things. I actually reached out to, I posted on Facebook. I was like, you know, I have a lot of marketer friends. I was like, who has offers in the beauty niche? And a bunch of people were like, I do, you know, anti-aging creams, whatever. I mean, there's companies out there that will literally private label things for you. Like ship offers. My buddy Tony runs that out of Denver. He has all kinds of products, supplements, beauty products.
What's it called? What was that called right there?
Shipoffers.com.
Shipoffers.com.
They will do custom blended whatever for you, handle all the fulfillment and everything. You just sell it and they'll do the labeling. They handle insurance. It's crazy.
Put it this way. Once the list is free, what do you care? It's not costing you anything to test different products. So, okay, mind blown yet again. I did not know you could find these kinds of offers on ClickBank. In the olden days,
what's that?
ClickBank started doing physical products a while back.
I knew about that, but I didn't know you could do this kind of stuff. So Justin, just so you know, in the past, it's been quite some time on this podcast since we've had in the boxing analogy where I've gone down. So I just fell. You just hit me, but I did get back up. But the count almost made it to the end. So we didn't have a TKO yet. But that was pretty cool. I did not know that about ClickBank. So everyone listening right now, go to ClickBank, go to Affiliate Marketplace, type in free, see what's going on. My next big question for you, and you hit it a little bit. So let's say tomorrow morning I wake up, Justin, and I'm like, because you know half the people listening to this now, Justin, are going to want to go into the beauty space because that's just unfortunately what people do. They copy. They don't innovate. Are you worried about that at all? Because you seem to be talking about it openly. Like if 20 new people started YouTube ads in the beauty space, is that going to even make a dent in your numbers?
No, because like we've mentioned, I have a software. The more people I can get profitably running YouTube ads, like my ultimate goal is to help people be successful running ads on YouTube, and then they'll be using my software.
Okay, so got it. But do you feel like the beauty space is big enough that the inventory of it?
For sure.
Okay.
It's huge, man. I mean, that's like makeup brush. You can even spin off and do like weight loss in that same space. You don't have to just promote beauty offers. I mean, how many people are in the internet marketing space and we're still good?
Yeah. And in the weight loss space, I mean, talk about offer galore. There's like more offers and you don't know what the heck to do with. So you said that in the beauty space, you've gotten it down to like 30, 35 cents a lead. You know, you could do even thousands if you want on that number. If we immediately jump the gun and say diet, like weight loss, what do you think happens to that 30, 35 cent number?
So it goes up slightly. I've actually helped consult a lot of people in the weight loss space, and we'll put together things like recipe books, right? For instance, somebody's looking to get into the keto diet. They're on YouTube. They're like, you know, keto recipes or, you know, what is keto diet? Something along those lines, any type of diet. You put together a simple video that's like, hey, here's why the keto diet's great. Right now we put together our top 5 free keto recipes that you can make at home for under $10 or whatever. Click this link on the video. They go to the squeeze page. They put their email in. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It might be like $1 or $2 a lead, but
they're probably going to buy more. I mean, there's probably a more hyperactive, and the products cost more. Now, am I right to assume that in the CPA networks, outside of ClickBank for a minute, I know there must be tons of keto offers in ClickBank, but diet, isn't that one where free plus shipping and handling, there probably are a lot of CPA offers? So,
diet pills or whatever it may be.
Like a keto starter kit that's free, and that when I sell it, I get like 40 or 50 bucks up front for that. And, very interesting. So there's a lot of ways, guys, that you could do this. My question was specific to your beauty space. Let's keep it simple. No, the one issue with CPA networks, for anyone who's listening right now who's brand new, is they don't love brand new people. It can be a little tricky to get into them sometimes. But ClickBank, anyone can get into. So you said about 30, 35, 40 cent leads or whatever for your beauty leads, where you're literally using this free makeup brush as your whole draw. I was going to ask you, what percentage of the people that opt in buy the brush? Because technically, they still have to put the credit card in. Have you tracked that?
I can like pull up exact numbers, but I would say Basically like dollar amount that it was costing me to make a sale. Like, I don't know exact percentage, but I know it costs somewhere around like $5 to $7 to make that free plus shipping sale.
Okay.
So, and then there's a whole funnel of upsells. So we're making, you know, every sale we're making 15 ish on average. Got it. So we're paying like five, making 15.
And that makes perfect sense. If you think about it, let's keep numbers simple. Let's say it's costing you $5 and it's costing you 40 cents a lead. That's almost like one out of every 12 leads, one out of 12 or 13 leads, where from a marketer, from a conversion guy, because I'm all about copywriting conversions and funnels, that makes sense. You know, like if you had told me 80% of my opt-ins buy the brush, I would have kind of been like, that sounds a little too high, but you know, but your percentage is at 10-12% buying it. That does make sense, especially because you have a follow-up sequence and all of that.
Yeah, and that was before we had the follow-up, like when we were just running to, I split tested going to a squeeze page and direct to the offer page. And the squeeze page, it cost a little more to make a sale, but long-term we made a lot more money. And we actually ended up making more sales after a couple of days because I have a few day follow-up series. It's like, hey, you know, pitching the brush in different ways, being like, hey, don't forget, things like that.
That's awesome.
Which is why the email list is exactly what you should do, because then you have that contact information forever, till they unsubscribe.
I gotta break my own rule, man. I think 2020 has got to be a new business start. This is pretty neat. What are there other spaces? Let's expand our imagination here. So we've got the beauty makeup brush. Give me some others that are in the niches that this.
Where? Like, I sell my software all day. Obviously, internet marketing. That's, you've probably seen quite a few ads of people push into webinars. It works phenomenally well for getting.
What other niches that are not marketing and like on ClickBank? Like, you got the makeup brush. What other kind of fun stuff is up there that you know?
Yeah, like we talked about weight loss. There's health offers. There's trading systems like, you know, like Forex and all these different, those kinds of things. What else? Survival is a huge one. I mean, survival's easy. We got so many preppers, especially nowadays on YouTube. There's so many videos out there for that. Survival is probably one of the bigger ones out there. Let's see. I mean, there's so many you could do, literally anything. But yeah, I mean, ClickBank is just one place to start. I mean, there's tons of other ones. Let me just kind of look at this affiliate marketplace real quick. I mean, they've got, yeah, different games. I mean, you could do app installs when people are looking for like fun games for their phone or whatever. You can get paid to have people install apps on their phone.
It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Parenting. There's languages is a huge one.
Okay.
All kinds of different language courses.
Okay.
So, wow, that is awesome. And a really, I think my favorite part, the part where I said, like, you know, I took a punch to the face there and fell down, was the idea of a free offer, physical, that's fulfilled by somebody else that I can use as the dangle on the ad and as the reason to opt in, and that somehow being on ClickBank is just, that's like a big relief just to think that, even because, you know, I think ClickBank is the first platform I ever made any money on. And so it's just like still home. And so that's really nice to hear. And
one other tip while we're just on that, when it doesn't have to be a physical product, a lot of ClickBank offers, they have a JV page, right? You can kind of go look at that. And what we'll do is we'll look for offers with giveaways, and it might be a free cookbook. It might be, you know, whatever it is. A lot of times they'll give you a lead magnet.
Yeah, that's very true.
Whew. All right. Lots of thinking to be done. And then here, because I'm a man who loves to scale everything, because I like to abuse myself. So I started to think about this. I'm like, well, heck, if you're trying to get into e-com, imagine how much easier it would be to get into e-com if you had a freaking email list of tens of thousands of people in that space. So for you today, assuming you have, like, how big is your beauty list at this point?
I mean, it's like 20 or so thousand, just because I scrub it pretty often. And with those free,
you burn leads, you know, probably.
Yeah, with those free offers, a lot of people will unsubscribe pretty quickly. I mean, you got to get them going, but yeah.
How many do you think you've brought in, like, just over the time that you've been in the beauty space?
Oh man,
Like, long shot guess, gut feeling.
I mean, probably 50,000 to 60,000.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, even with a 20,000 active list, you launched an e-com store in the beauty space tomorrow, right? Like, I feel like that would just make so much more sense. Or if you launched, you know, whatever niche you're in, or if you create your own starter kits. So let's say, for example, tomorrow I decide I want to go into the scale modeling business. I remember when I was re-engaging with it 2-3 months ago, one of my biggest complaints was that there wasn't like a starter kit. Like, hey, buy this kit and this just gives you everything you need. The first model, the first paint, the first brushes, the first this, first that. And I was like, man, I'd pay $100 for that. I'd pay $200 for that. Just so I don't have to go sit here and do all this research. And in my head, I'm thinking right now, like, what if, you know, I created that kit, right? And now I have, but I wouldn't do it until I've tested the space through the types of mechanisms that you've talked about. All right, man, I think we'll end up sitting on this round forever if we don't move on to round number three. So let's do that right now. Okay, so round number three, I want to talk about the ad itself. So I'm going to use myself as an example because that's what I always do. Onyx Cingal and this face of mine is being branded consistently and daily as the guy who teaches, you know, peak performance or really entrepreneurship at the end, not even peak performance. We're actually branding someone at Learn, someone different for that. I'm the entrepreneurship person. So I teach digital marketing, entrepreneurship. And I feel like it would be really strange if all of a sudden I'm my face, I'm Onyx, the one teaching scale modeling, or I'm teaching weight loss, or I'm teaching Forex trading. At some point, you know, people start to figure out like what the heck's going on. So I don't want my face to be used for everything. Then you've got this second group of people that just don't want to be on camera. I mean, I've physically seen in front of myself people, when you turn a camera on, oh my God, they freeze. You know, I'm not like that, so it's hard for me to understand. But the ad itself, one of the big hurdles of being on YouTube is two hurdles. One, camera, being on camera. Two, what do I say, right? And in your training that you're doing tonight, by the way, I want to drop the URL for everybody again, learnworkshop.com/PPL. That's pennies per lead, PPL. So go over there, and if the training is already passed, the replay will be there. So the question I'm asking is, you seem to address both of those. You seem to be very confidently saying you don't need to be on camera, and here's a script, use it. I want to ask you very bluntly, Justin, no offense, but is that just marketing talk or you really mean it? Like,
well, so like with the makeup brush,
yeah.
Like, you think I could sell a makeup brush?
I would love to see that ad.
So right. I'm like, oh, check out this nice makeup brush. And I'm like, yeah, no. So first off, I mean, there's websites like fiverr.com. And that's actually what we do. I script the video using the script and we break down the entire script on that call, like step by step. I don't know if you want me to go into it here or whatever, but
Yeah, we will. Actually, I do want you to go into it. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So we'll get into that in a second, but there's a lot of times, you know, you don't need to be on, most of the time you don't need to be on camera, especially for these kinds of list building offers. You show a little bit of what you're going to be giving away. Like for example, the makeup brush, we got some stills of the product and we actually, a lot of these offers will have videos, right? People know video sells. You can find clips of videos, especially for like physical products. You can use stock footage of different recipes if you're doing a cookbook giveaway, right? Just find some nice looking recipes and you can go buy stock footage for a couple bucks and slap that in there. So no, you don't have to be on camera. My original videos are all slideshow videos. Like when I first got started, I was terrified to be on camera. And also, you know, I don't even do the voiceovers on a lot of them because I'm not the ideal person to be doing the voiceover, right?
I think a guy's voice selling a makeup brush is going to be a little weird. So,
right. So I go and find somebody on Fiverr that'll do a voiceover and just read my script. They send me the audio file. I take some slides and I kind of click through them. And the slides basically have the script on them with some images of the product mixed in.
So for everyone, here's what the ad looks like. Here's what we mean by slideshow. So imagine like a PowerPoint files that you create like 5, 6, 10, whatever. You put pictures of the product on the different PowerPoints. And so you can use Google Presentations, I think it's what it's called. It's free. Everybody can have it. You don't have to buy Microsoft Google PowerPoint. Slides. Google Slides, sorry. There you go. And so it's so clunky. And I will, no offense, Justin, but I saw the ad. He shows it in the training. It ain't pretty. I mean, it's like an image with like funky colored and funky looking font text. And so anyone can create it. And that's the best part about it. And as a matter of fact, as a marketer, I've found again and again, ugly sells. Like you, the more pretty you make things, they don't sell well. So he's got the pictures, which he's grabbing from the person who, you know, whose product it is. And he's got the words, which is on his script. And so I love what you said. You play the video and you just hit next, 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 next. You're talking about a total production time of like a couple of minutes. And you record that and your ad is done. Not your voice, not your face. And now you can expand into a multitude of niches, which is really cool. So yes, absolutely. You don't have to be on camera. And this is a great way to deploy YouTube. Here's where I have had some paradigms that needed shifting personally, Justin, and that was that in our space, in the internet marketing type space, I have found that when I put my face on camera, the ads just perform a lot better. Slideshow ads have not worked well, but everyone has to understand something. First of all, we are in a space where we're personality driven. So there is a reason why my face will sell better because people recognize it and that makes them stop. The second thing is we're in a space, like Justin said earlier, in the internet marketing entrepreneurship type space where marketers are being marketed to. So we demand better marketing, right? So sharks are swimming with sharks. They know the space. And so a slideshow ad is like, you know, what the heck? But all of a sudden you go into a mainstream space where these people are just everyday people and, you know, they're not looking at marketing all the time. So actually this 32-year-old woman who just wants a new makeup brush couldn't care less about, you know, who you are behind it. She just wants the makeup brush. And so showing a picture of the makeup brush to me makes a lot of sense. Justin, the second big hurdle for people is copywriting. People feel like, I have to write an ad. What if the ad doesn't work? You seem to have gotten it down to a script. Do you use pretty much the same script for like all the different various products and stuff that you are out there doing?
Yeah, for the most part. Like some of my personal ads, I just kind of make up as I'm going. Just because I've been doing it long enough that I'm like, all right, here's what I need to say to do that. But the script is extremely simple. And all of my ads follow the general format of the script. And there's a specific reason for that. And that's because of the way that these types of ads function, right? So with an in-stream ad, which shows up before somebody goes to watch their video, the way... I'll talk about how these ads work really quick and that'll kind of lead into the script, right? So you have to watch this ad for 5 seconds and then you're able to skip. So that first 5 seconds is essential for pre-qualifying your viewer and capturing their attention, right? And with these ads, you only pay if somebody watches 30 seconds of the ad or the entire thing, whichever comes first. So let's say you have a minute long ad and somebody watches 29 seconds and skips it, you don't pay a penny. That's considered an impression. If somebody watches 31 seconds and maybe clicks or something, you pay for a view, right? You don't pay per click. And there's actually a number of different new bidding methods where you can pay per lead and things like that. Traditionally, it's cost per view, right? And they're called true view ads because you are getting a true view of your ad. Like 30 seconds in internet time is a lifetime, right? So I start off by pre-qualifying the viewer. So in the makeup brush script, for example, I would be, we'll switch it up. Let's say we're selling like some kind of bass fishing product or a bass fishing guide or whatever it is. You could start off by saying, you know, nothing beats a day on the lake with some of your friends, you know, catching fish and drinking beers or whatever, right? Somebody who is a fisherman is going to be like, yeah, this guy's right, right? It pre-qualifies them. And that's just a completely random example. For example, in the beauty niche, the voiceover says, you know, if you're anything like me, you're always looking for a high quality makeup brush that doesn't break the bank, mm-hmm. right? So we're pre-qualifying these people. Very simple to do, getting them hooked. They're like, yeah, you're right. And then the 5 seconds is up. And then we want to get into the call to action right away. So especially if you're doing this for lead gen, what do you have to offer? So, then we jump into, like, for example, the bass fishing one. I'd be like, well, today, let's say we're giving away a free lure that has a whole upsell or whatever it may be. Like today, when you're out on the lake, you know that you can't, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of winging this. You can't catch a fish if you don't have the right bait. well, we have this awesome bait that's, or whatever, lure that's guaranteed to catch you 10,000 fish. Obviously don't lie, but 10,000 fish in your first day. And right now we're giving it away at a massive discount or for free. All you have to do is pay shipping, something along those lines. With the makeup brush, it's, you know, as a way to get our company going, we're giving away X number of, you know, a limited supply of these makeup brushes for free, because we know that if you try this brush, you'll continue to be a customer forever, or whatever it might be, right? So you throw out the lead offer or whatever your lead magnet is. So pre-qualify, what do you have to offer? Then comes the call to action. Go ahead and click the link on this video now, or, you know, click the banner up in the top right-hand corner, or whatever your call to action is going to be. It depends on what kind of calls to action you're using, but click the link on this video now. You'll be taken to a page where you'll tell us where to send your redemption link, or where you can get this at a massive discount, right? So we're going for the click. Ideally, that all happens in the first 30 seconds. Once you hit that 30 seconds, and a lot of people have a misconception where they're like, oh, these ads need to be 30 seconds and that's it. Not the case, because you're paying after 30 seconds. So once you've paid, take your sweet time. And you know, some of my best performing ads are probably 3 to 4 minutes long, because some people aren't going to click right away, but they'll be listening, right? And then once you get that call to action out, you jump into the benefits. So, you know, this makeup brush has 1 billion super soft bristles. It's vegan. It's, you know, whatever your benefits are. It can be used for foundation. It can be used for, I don't know, because I don't put on makeup. but
used for stuff. Got it.
Right. So you get into the benefits, and then another call to action. And then, you know, you can keep on going as long as you want, because you already paid.
Okay. So here's the deal. You're probably right now thinking, what the heck just happened? That script was like, because he went and did examples, which was amazing. I'm going to give you two outs right now so that you can really, three actually, so you can really solidify this. One, join us on the workshop tonight, because he's going to go over it in much more detail with a visual behind it. So learnworkshop.com/PPL. Otherwise, you can go see the replay of it as well if it's too late for you to see it live. Number two is we're giving away a really cool kit for everybody who shows up for the free workshop. I call it my YouTube ad starter kit that we that Justin was amazing enough to give. And that's going to have the script in there as well, so that you can walk away with something physical written that you can like reference again and again. And then, of course, third, last but not least, just rewind this podcast, listen to it again and again and again until you get the script down. But what he just went over is it's exactly how I teach how to write ads, by the way, in Copywriting Academy. And in the future, as we launch Conversion Academy soon. I love how he specifically went out of his way. I don't know if you caught this, but Justin went out of his way to say, give him the why. Like, right? Because if I'm giving you something for free, here's a free pen, you're like, what's in it for you? And it's a big hurdle to get someone to take action, because they think innately something's wrong. And so I always teach this in copywriting. I say, you got to tell the customer the why. And it's great to say, I'm giving away this free pen because I'm launching a new pen company and I want love for your business in the future, but you can have this one for free. You'll love it so much, I think you'll come back and buy more. And the person listening goes, okay, I get it. Makes sense. Fair enough. Reasonable. No risk for me. I'm in. And so That was really awesome. And I love the idea here of just, you know, it's super scalable. Imagine this, if you want to build email lists in 3, 4, or 5 different niches, really, as long as you can find the offer and you can find the monetization strategy, it doesn't have to be your face, doesn't have to be your name, doesn't have to be you. You can use a pen name. And there's nothing wrong with that. Authors have been using pen names now for decades. You know, I remember how heart struck I was when I heard the Hardy Boys, I think it was what it's called. I don't even remember now. Called the Hardy Boys. It's written by a woman. And I was like, that's just like not cool, right? Because when growing up, like that's like your favorite book as a boy, but it's been done forever. Most authors never reveal their real name. So I love it. So the ad itself does not need to be the trick. So listen, we went through the major steps of you using, building an email list in niches quickly using YouTube, and without having to do much work yourselves. So we talked about the offers and all the different places they exist, and you have plenty of time to do some research. We'll get into a lot more detail. And if you want more of Justin's hands-on help and really access to Justin, then come to the workshop tonight, learnworkshop.com/PPL, or watch the replay about it. We talked about offers and how important that is. And then we talked about the big hurdle that people have, which is the idea of video and the ad itself. And we talked about how that's not really a hurdle anymore. I want to move on to round number 4, because I have some very specific questions here. And that is targeting. you know, and that's getting into YouTube. And you know, once you're in the interface, who the heck, how do I know who to target, right? Like, okay, great, I got a makeup brush. Great, I got a opt-in page. Great, I know how to make money and I got my email set. How do I get in front of the right people so I make sure they're buyers? So I got a lot of questions in this area. So let's move into round number four. Round number four, targeting. So Justin, talk to me about targeting. I have some very specific questions from my own experience that I'd like to bring to you. I don't know how relevant those questions will be to the masses, but first, you know, how do you target like a makeup brush? What are some of your favorite targetings for these types of type? You don't have to do specifically like beauty, but just generally, what's your first go-to when you have an offer like this?
Yeah, so personally, my first go-to, if I have an email list, and I've ran quite a bit of traffic, you can actually upload an email list and create a similar to audience and run traffic directly to that email list as well. Now,
challenge with that though, right? With a new YouTube ad account.
Right.
Do that, so.
Exactly. But that's just my go-to because I've been doing this. But once you build an email list, that's awesome. The easiest way to get started is to use placement targeting. So what a placement is, it's a specific YouTube video in whatever niche you're targeting. So, and that's really what TubeSIFT does. Is you can kind of, like I said, you can go to YouTube and just think, like if you're selling a makeup brush, what kind of people would want to buy a makeup brush? Well, people who are watching makeup tutorial videos, people who are watching, and like makeup tutorials are huge niche on YouTube, right? You know, any how-to video in the makeup space, any product review video in the makeup space. So you just have to think, what would somebody who would buy this be watching on YouTube? And then you can actually select individual videos and put your ad in front of those specific videos, right? So for example, in the, you know, the model space, like you were talking about, somebody watching, you know, somebody else build a model, you could, you know, that those people are interested in building models. They would probably buy things like paint, you know, even model kits. They might even sign up for a subscription box to a new model every whatever. They might sign up for a model newsletter, whatever it may be. You just need to think, what is somebody who is in my audience going to be watching on YouTube? And then you go compile a list of all of those videos and you can just copy and paste that list into Google Ads. And then your ad will be shown in front of those specific videos.
That's awesome. What about channels? Do you ever just target directly to channels? Like, cause maybe there's a makeup tutorial channel.
Right. So I usually go with specific videos.
Okay.
You can target channels for sure. I have got better results and you can get a little more detailed, analytics as well. I mean, if you're going to put a channel in, you may as well just pull all the videos from that channel and run them individually too. It's the same thing. Okay. Obviously you'd have to keep it updated, but, you know, with TubeSIFT, it's super simple to do that. It's literally type in a keyword or drop a channel URL and it'll pull all the videos that allow you to run ads. And that's the other thing is with channel targeting, not all the videos are monetized is what it's called. So a monetized video allows you to put ads in front of them. So you can't run ads on every single video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Some videos are monetized, some are not. And TubeSIFT finds the monetized videos. So if you're only putting monetized videos in there, your ad is guaranteed to show. Basically.
Okay. So you have a way of TubeSIFT, your software has a way of actually sifting through and figuring out. Okay, cool. So what about, and I'll come back to a big question I have about what you just said. What are your take on keyword targeting? What's your take on, you know, they've got topic targeting, keyword targeting, intent, affinity. I mean, Google offers a freaking plethora of targeting options. What are your thoughts on all that?
So they've added some really cool features over the past year or so, and you can actually target people based on their Google searches now. Okay. So if somebody does a search on Google for whatever it is, you can have your ad show to them on YouTube based on their Google searches. And you know how expensive Google PPC is. Yeah. You can literally get those like clicks for a fraction of the cost by hitting them on YouTube. So keyword targeting works extremely well, especially on YouTube because it's the second largest search engine on the web. So you can target YouTube keyword searches as well as Google keyword searches. So those work extremely well. I have like a hierarchy of targeting. So I always start with placements or retargeting if you have it, obviously, then placements. So, but if you're brand new, I always start with placements. And then what I actually do, and this is a little more advanced tactic, I will create a retargeting list of everybody who opted in. So you can create retargeting lists in Google based on website URLs. So whatever my thank you page is, I will start building a list. Once it hits about 100 people, Google will automatically create a similar to audience, it's called, which is a lookalike audience, right? So you can very quickly and easily scale these ads by creating one simple retargeting list based on your thank you page, right? You don't have to upload an email list because everybody that's on that email list gets put on that retargeting list. Yeah. Once you get like 100 conversions, boom, you have a similar to audience that's in the hundreds of thousands of people, depending on the niche. And you just run traffic to that. And that's enough to keep you going for a year without even messing with your targeting.
Okay. So let's say you got a brand new person in front of you, an affiliate. You've got a brand new person who wants to use affiliate marketing. They want to build an email list and they're in the weight loss space. Okay. So competitive space, profitable space, and they're going to build a brand new email list. They come to you and say, Justin, I'm ready to do YouTube ads. I've got my offer. I got my opt-in page. I got my this. What do you recommend? So the first thing you would tell them is placement ads for even something like weight loss?
I mean, it's the lowest hanging fruit. So placements aren't necessarily massively scalable by themselves, because if you're only targeting, say, 500 videos, obviously you're only going to get views when people are watching that set of 500 videos.
Got it.
However, it's extremely targeted traffic. So your cost per conversion is going to be way lower. You're going to start to see profits right away, as well as emails, right? You start to see those cheap leads. And then you can piggyback off of that with the lookalike audience or the similar to audience and scale to the moon.
Got it. So, and in the weight loss space, I mean, God, I cannot imagine how many videos are on YouTube about the topic of weight loss. Would you specifically recommend them to use a software like TubeSift and get more specific? So if they're in the weight loss space and it's keto, rather than typing weight loss into TubeSift, they should type in keto. How specific do you get, or keep it pretty generic?
So it depends on your ad creative, really. Okay. If you have a very specific like keto offer, you can go broad, but you're probably going to want to change your ad copy up a little bit. And just talk about, you know, lead with, hey, like, so for instance, if you're targeting videos about how to lose weight or how to lose weight fast with, you know, without exercise or something along those lines, these people might not know about keto. So your ad might have to talk a little bit about, you know, this is the number one diet for losing weight without exercise. And it's called the keto diet. And right now we have a primer that we're giving away for free or something like that. Sure. Whereas if you're targeting specific keto recipes, or whatever, keto videos, people already know what it is. So your ad copy would change up very slightly.
Okay, so here's my very specific question. I think I know what mistakes I could have made. Believe it or not, I have now spent probably $1.5 million on YouTube ads in the last year, and I've not done placements at all. And so I'm listening to you and I'm sitting here thinking, am I missing out on like the lowest hanging fruit? I've tried it. Sorry, I just have not made it work. My biggest issue with placements was, so I've got a couple of things going for me. So I'm curious if that impacts the advice you would give me directly. One is, because I've spent so much money on Facebook, our pixels are really warmed up, our conversion codes are really good. My ad account was old, so I was able to upload all my lists and all of that. So our retargeting audiences are huge, and you're absolutely right, we hit them first. But we're getting to the place now where I'm starting to get some campaigns up that I want to scale. I don't want to just go in and out with them. So if we ever go in and out with a campaign, we're only going to hit our warm and retargeting because it's enough. But now I'm starting to get to a place where I have a few things I really want to scale outwards. When I tried placement the first time around, a couple times I've tried it, maybe two or three times. Here's what I did, very honestly, okay? I did it the old way. I didn't know about TubeSift back then. I sat down, I made a list of, I don't know, probably 100 videos or whatever, and I was just grabbing whatever. I go to YouTube, type in the topic, and just start grabbing any videos that seem to have a lot of views. And I popped it in, and I found that my costs were really high, like super high, compared to keyword targeting or compared to all the other options that they give. My only takeaway from that, I guess, my assumption was, well, I guess I'm getting really specific, because I've seen with Facebook and with YouTube, the larger your audience is, the less they charge you. And makes sense, I guess. You're giving them freedom and they appreciate that. Whereas if you give them a very specific list of videos, I kind of feel like you're putting the noose around their neck, and maybe I'm going after the same videos that everybody else is going after because they're popular for a reason. How come my success, and anything I've said, does it ring a bell as to why I maybe didn't have the success early on?
So what you're saying, where if you get very specific, like specific videos, some of those videos you will pay a higher cost per view, for sure. However, I found that that really balances out because you're targeting so specific. Like, you know, it would make sense to pay a little bit more, like, you know, for a food ad in a grocery store or something, because those people are actually ready to buy groceries. So you have a higher chance of conversion, right? So that is true. It is a little bit more expensive. Now, I don't know if you had the Google Display Network turned on as well. So there's one thing you absolutely have to do when you're setting these campaigns up with placements. You can basically, you choose three, there's like three checkboxes, and it's where you want your ad shown. It's on YouTube videos, YouTube search, and partners on the display network. Now, if you don't uncheck that partners on the display network, it will randomly, I don't know why, it's the stupidest thing, but it will randomly put your ads out on, if you don't specify exactly what partners on the display network, it will put your ad out wherever. And you'll start seeing very untargeted traffic coming through. And that might be the one thing you did.
I don't think we did that, but here's what I was seeing, and you tell me, because you mentioned, how many videos should someone have? You mentioned 500 as a number you threw out. Is that, well, how many videos do you usually put in a campaign like that?
So it depends on the niche. Like, I have campaigns that I run that have maybe like 5 videos, but they're getting a lot of views regularly. And those campaigns do great. Like, I've seen people targeting one single video even that does great. But like I said, it's getting tons and tons of views. I like to throw, when I first start, I like to pack like 500 videos in there. And then I start to narrow it down, as because you can see exactly what's happening on each individual video. So a lot of times what'll happen with your placement targeting, if you're not kind of keeping an eye on it at first, is there'll be one or two videos that maybe aren't the best fit.
And they're getting all the budget.
They're getting a lot of views. And maybe that person's audience doesn't resonate with you, or something is off, right? And that'll start taking a lot of the budget, because Google knows, okay, we're getting paid, right? And so what you need to do is go in and like call the week, if you will, like just go in there and just turn those ones off, and it'll shift the budget to some of the other ones. And so it's a process over, you know, a couple of days.
Yeah, and I really want to draw that home. This is my favorite part about YouTube. One of my favorite parts over Facebook is they tell you. So, you know, if you go to Facebook and you type, put in a bunch of audiences and you create one audience like that, you don't know how each individual audience of that major audience is doing. Google does. So if I create, basically, if you put 500 videos in, and it will tell you how your ad is performing at each level. At each specific level, at each video, so you could reorganize the listing by most spend, and then just go and start seeing like, oh, this spent a lot and this sucks, so turn that video off. So you can individually start turning things off. It's actually really easy to do. It sounds more than it and it is. So going back to what happened with me, Justin, I did maybe 100 tops because I was doing it manually, so it was a pain in the butt, and so I did about 100. But I caught something in what you said, and I wonder if this contributed to my problem, and that was, I don't know of the 100 how many allow monetization, but your software only finds, so if I used TubeSift to do it, I'd find 500 videos that all allow monetization, so I'd have, you know, my audience would be immediately that much bigger. I found 100 that, I don't know, I mean, and there were 100, a lot of them were from companies and brands, and I wonder if they actually have turned off monetization because they don't want people advertising. So maybe my 100 meant 30. Maybe I really only had 30 out there. And then I don't remember ever going in, because this is early days. I don't remember ever going in and actually doing a video by video check to see where my money is spent and how each one is doing. So Really interesting. This is a really easy way, I feel like, for people to get in front and start getting really inexpensive leads. I want to wrap this up because we have such an amazing training coming up. And I want everyone to know right now that if you thought what we went over today was interesting or in this podcast, you've got to watch the training because it's going to be step-by-step showing you from the get-go how to build that first email list up, how to monetize it immediately, and how to use YouTube ads and get leads for pennies. So go to learnworkshop.com/PPL. learnworkshop.com/PPL. And also, I would, you know, we've got to talk about this because you've heard this software come up a couple of times. We'll talk about it on the workshop, but also if you want to go check it out individually, Justin, can you tell us a little bit about TubeSift? Because it sounds pretty epic. So where can people find out more about it?
Yeah, just TubeSift.com, TubeSift.com. It's got the full demo, all that. And a little earlier, I just to kind of jump back to round number three really quick. I kind of forgot to mention this. You don't even have to have a video to use placement targeting. You've seen those like banner overlays probably on videos. You can create those within TubeSift and use placement targeting and put them on hyper specific videos. And I'll actually add a little bit of training into the webinar we're going to be doing. I'll add a little section on how to do that for you if you want.
How killer is that? You don't even have to have a video. This is pretty cool stuff. Justin, I really would love to pick your brain again in the near future as we're growing our Learn Nation members. That's what I've been referring to. So one of the things, one of the big visions and goals for 2020 is we want to start running a lot of our advertising to just literally go to learn.com. That's it. Just so that people sign up and become members of our platform. And so from my research and from what I've seen, I think I've got a very scalable, holy crap world out there that I could attack with that. And my ad strategy would be really different than trying to get people into a webinar or into a specific thing. So, you know, I can only imagine what my placements would look like. Ideally, right now, I would go after anyone talking about digital marketing. So, especially in our space. So, I mean, all the key people in our space, the key topics, I could probably dump all into one big old file of placements. I don't know, a lot of fun stuff that's conjuring up in my head, but we have a lot more training still coming. Justin, if someone wants to follow you, stalk you, learn more about you, come find you, where can they learn more about you? Where can they see what you're up to? Is there a URL?
So honestly, like TubeSift is the main website, but also like justinsardi.com. So. Okay.
There you go. So Justin, that's JustinSardi.com or TubeSift.com, or join us or watch the replay of the workshop at learnworkshop.com/PPL. Listen, this has been so powerful. I forgot in the beginning to promote Learn Nation. Come on, man. We're going to put 10 million people into this platform. Are you in or are you out? If you're out, we're going to pass right by you. You're going to see this revolution that changes the world. Remember, I told you, I made it a mission of my life 10, 15 years ago to change the world before I die. That's a big thing to do, and I'm a lazy man. So my strategy to doing it was I said, let me build an army of 10 million entrepreneurs who all go out there and change the world, and then I can take credit for all their hard work. And that's what I'm doing with Learn.com. So make sure you join. This is a place where we all come together as entrepreneurs all over the world, work with one another, help each other have our own success. We have tons of courses, over 100 courses now on Learn, of which many of them are absolutely free. So LURN.com, go join, go sign up, tell your friends, tell everybody about it. Make sure you tell everybody about this podcast, The Fighting Entrepreneur. Please do go to iTunes and leave us a glowing review. It really helps us get the word out to other people. If you want to listen to our past episodes, go to anikpodcast.com, anikpodcast.com. And of course, learnworkshop.com/PPL. That's where the workshop will be held with Justin. I don't know how many URLs I'm throwing out at you. Please don't be writing while you're driving. Just come back and listen again. And last but not least, justinstardy.com and tubesift.com. Whew! Lots of information out there. This has been so powerful. Justin, you are the man. Thank you so much. It's been an honor having you. We hope to have you back again soon. I'll see you tonight on the workshop, my friend. Any closing words you have?
I mean, I would just encourage everybody to, you know, obviously show up. I'll show you how to get that free $100 coupon, and you can get started without risking any of your own money. So, you know, I would just encourage people to try these ads out. We're going to be breaking it down step by step over my shoulder, how to set them up on the call.
And they get the free YouTube ad starter kit. So you get that, you get learn how to get the $100 coupon. Just lots of cool stuff. So learnworkshop.com/PPL. There you have it, everybody. As I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. This is Onyx Singhal. Come on, entrepreneurs, go out there and fight for your dreams. Until next time, go kick some butt.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.